Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
All right, so give us your definition of spontaneous human combustion.
That's an easy one. Our definition of spontaneous human combustion is the smoking, blistering, or burning of a person in the absence of a known, identifiable nearby burn agent. That is, if an external flame or caustic chemicals, high amperage electricity, radioactive material, or a nearby radiant heat source can be eliminated from consideration as to cause of fire at a scene, then by concept one needs to consider the possibility of spontaneous human combustion being involved.
How many cases have there been that you've studied over the years?
Our database now is approaching about 500 cases that fit the concept of spontaneous human combustion. So, and as you said in your kind introduction, that takes us back to the 1400s. Actually, it takes us back a couple millennia. But given the number of people that have been alive during that period, and compare that to 500 known probable cases that fit the concept definition, makes for an extraordinarily rare phenomenon.
Larry, I'm going to read some characteristics that they say are common with spontaneous human combustion. Tell me true or false, and then just elaborate on it. Okay, you ready? Number one, the victims are chronic alcoholics. Is that true?
No.
Number two, they are usually elderly females.
Used to be claimed that was the case. Our research says otherwise.
The body has not burned spontaneously, but some lighted substance has come into contact with it. True or false?
In some cases, likely so. In others, not so.
The hands and feet usually fall off.
Let's see, how can we address that? Falling off is a loaded term. We would prefer to say that the extremities, perhaps the lower legs, the lower arms, hands, perhaps part of the head, is left intact to identify the pile of ash in between as once having been part of that person's body.
The fire has caused very little damage to combustible things in contact with the body. True or false?
Generally true.
The combustion of the body has left a residue of greasy and ashes, very offensive in odor. I would guess that might be true.
In terms of the greasy soot or caramel-colored coating at the fire scene of classic spontaneous human combustion cases, generally, yes, not always. As to the odor, it's not what you would expect in terms of common sense. Either we are told there is no odor present by the first responders, or there's a sweet perfume-like scent in the air. In one case, that scent was described to us as hickory-like.
That's interesting. Now, does your work differ from that of, let's say, Investigator Joe Nickel?
Yes. It
That's my loaded question for you.
Yeah. Let's see how kind we can be here.
It is the holidays. Huh?
Yeah, Joe Nickel says that he spent several years investigating several dozen cases and has come to the conclusion that there is absolutely nothing credible whatsoever about the concept of spontaneous human combustion. We would contrast that claim with our 40-plus years of research, traveling the world, talking to first responders, medical examiners, coroners, fire chiefs and fire marshals, arson investigators, that have led us to a very different conclusion.
And tell us that conclusion.
The conclusion is that in rare instances, the human body is quite capable of igniting from within by means presently unknown in terms of mainstream science, and the body can, in those classic conditions, be consumed more completely than can be accomplished in a crematorium under normal crematorium operating conditions.
About a year ago, Larry, I had a moment, just a split moment, where my internal body felt like it was burning up. And I've never felt that before. I mean, it just felt excessively hot. And it went away, thank God. I don't know what it was or anything like that. I didn't feel bad or sick or anything. It's just that I had this feeling of intense heat within myself. And I really, for a split second, thought, oh, my God, you're going to spontaneously combust here. Is that, you know, do people feel that way?
We have spoken to survivors of partial spontaneous human combustion, and they describe situations very similar to what you just shared with us. We applaud your bravery for doing so. This is a subject that clearly raises a lot of hackles and concern. It's very disconcerting to mainstream fire science. Medical professionals have told us that they've had patients who have reported to them situations very similar to the one that you've just described.
Now, what is it that is causing, in your opinion, what is causing that heat feeling from within? I mean, what was happening to me?
Where did you feel your heat? Was it full body wide, or did you sense
full, it? Full body wide. Full body wide. Almost from the neck down, all the way down.
Okay. The body is capable, obviously, of producing thermogenesis. That's what's keeping you and us alive right now. Normally, that temperature is about 98.6 degrees. If you look at the Guinness Book of World Records, they would tell you that the hottest recorded biologically produced temperature of a human being is 115.6 or 0.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
See, I think if I had a thermometer at that moment, my body temperature could have been over 102. What do you think? I mean, obviously, I felt a heat feeling, so my internal body must have been hot, right?
Probably so. We found in obscure references in the medical literature that we've researched over the years, references in the medical community to body temperatures hitting 122, 130, 148. in a one remarkable case that we recall from a medical journal published down in Baltimore, Maryland. The physician said that they had a patient whose body temperature hit 171 degrees Fahrenheit. So getting very close to the boiling point of water, of course. What causes that is a mystery, a quandary that we're still trying to figure out. But clearly something can go awry in the body's thermogenesis, perhaps relative to the hypothalamus gland, that causes the metabolism in the body to suddenly spike and generate tremendous amounts of heat, as you say yourself experienced.
Does this happen to children?
It does. The youngest child we have in our database is a six-week-old toddler. There's a case from India about a year ago in which the victim may have been only a few days of age. We're not convinced that was spontaneous human combustion. It was, alleged to be by some researchers and some writers. But contrary to the set of conditions that you mentioned earlier, when it was once claimed that all victims of this phenomenon were elderly and female alcoholic sots living either in France or in Germany, we do have adolescents and children to whom this phenomenon can occur.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.